Yo, what up? It's Jane Bang.
Are you listening to the Nodcast, son?
Hey, this is Jeff Powers, and you are listening to the Poppin' Crackin' Nodcast.
You are listening to the Nodcast.
You're listening to the Nodcast. Word.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Janar, and that's right, you're listening to the freshest podcast on the planet. I'm telling you, the Nodcast, you're checking out episode 98, and we're on day 15 of 30. That's right, if you don't know, we're doing 30 episodes in 30 days. That's right, and right now I'm at day 15, hanging out with my boy Chris Vanderhorst via phone, and we're going to talk music, specifically Chelsea Wolf. What's going on, man?
Chilling, yo. It's a pleasure to be on again. I'm just mad at one thing, though.
Why? Why are you mad?
I'm on episode 98. I want to be on episode 100.
Oh, well, dude, well, we should have did this two days from now then, man. You should have told me. Memorial Day, we're going to do 100. It's going to be Memorial Day. Don't even have plans for it yet. So who knows? Maybe I'll call you up, man. We'll talk some shit or something, man.
We'll do it. You know, 100 episodes, I got to be there for the anniversary.
Yeah, that's true, man. Can you believe it, dude? I mean, because you were on, like, what, how many now? Like, two, three of these joints?
I think this is number three for me.
Yeah, man. I mean, we did one at the crib at your place, actually. Then we, it was, like, around Christmas.
I think we did a Christmas episode.
Yeah, we did a Christmas episode.
Yeah, that's a milestone, too, so that was a good time.
Yeah, then we did one over at, up in L.A. again when we did the camp a couple years ago.
Yes, sir, that's one of my favorite ones right there.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. We were over hanging out by the pool, man, doing it to it.
Yeah, hanging out the ladies, you know.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty good year that year, man. It was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Cool, man, so before we get right into the music, man, so tell us, man, what you been up to these days?
Man, you know, I'm just in L.A., and I'm filming, and I'm writing. You know, I'm writing a pilot with my my boy Addison McCoubry. We're throwing it down on that, so be on the lookout maybe next year. Hopefully we get picked up by a network. And then I'm shooting a web series with my boys, Scotch Tape Productions. We do an episode every week. We usually premiere Tuesday at midnight, so check that out, Tape Productions.
That's what's
so,
up,
you know,
man.
That's pretty much it. You know, I'm rolling with them boys, and we're doing some good stuff. So
cool, man.
Definitely check that out.
That's what's up. And you guys got something going on a couple of weeks from now, too, right?
We have a big event that we do every year. This is my first time at the event, so I'm really stoked about it. But it's called the Whiskey Affair. You know, so it's going to be, you know, we're going to head up to this bar, the Oaks, in Sherman Oaks. And it's like Mad Men style. So, you know, dress in your freshest 60s attire.
Oh, okay.
Show up and drink some scotch with us. You know, we're going to be showing the videos, play some old school music, drinking and having a good time.
Dude, that is what's up, man. Hopefully, and this is on a, is it a Friday or a Saturday?
This is a Saturday.
Okay, so maybe, you never know, man. Maybe I'll come through one of these days, man. Come through, hit it up, June 8th.
Do a show. You know, at the Whiskey Affair.
Hey, maybe I will, man. Whiskey Affair, doing it to it, little thing, you know. Like, what is it, 30? You said 30s attire or 60s attire?
60s attire.
Okay, 60s attire. You're trying to do the Mad Men kind of thing. That's what's up, man.
Yeah,
that is what's
you know.
Up, dude.
You know, we like to pay tribute to one of the best shows on television right now.
Oh, the best shows on television right now, meaning like because The Walking Dead's out, because Nip Tuck's no longer Nip Tuck anymore, and because Sopranos.
Well, Nip Tuck kind of went downhill.
That's
true. Walking Dead has never been really that good.
Yeah.
So right now it's Mad Men and
Breaking Bad
holding it down.
Okay. Were you a big Arrested Development fan or no?
Oh, dude, we got, like what, 11 hours to go?
Yeah,
well,
11 more hours.
By the time they hear the podcast, they probably don't watch 3 episodes by then.
Yeah. So, yeah, debut tomorrow, man. Season 4.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what's
excited.
Up. Yeah. But I'm, you know what, though? Before we get into music, I want to definitely say I would disagree with you about Mad Men. I can't disagree with you because I never even seen Mad Men yet, so I have to give it a shot before I can even really have this conversation with
so
you.
Good.
But I'm
so
actually
good.
A
Great
huge
show.
Fan of The Walking Dead at the moment, as well as Parenthood. So I don't know.
Parenthood's my joint, you know, but you need a box of tissue every episode.
Yeah, especially season 3. Was it what was it? Season 3 or 4? Season 4.
We just came off of season 4.
Yeah. Season 4 was definitely a tearjerker, man. And I don't want to, like, if anyone...
Panther?
Oh, that's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, that
I'll
is...
I tell you, though, they would never get more tears out of me than in the first season. I think it's, like, the last or second to last episode when Zeke takes his niece to that junkyard.
Oh.
She had that car wreck.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. And I think what I choked up on was when, man, what's her name? I can't think of Adam's wife right now with the cancer.
Oh, right, yeah.
Dang, what's her name?
was like Julia? No, it's not Julia.
Not Julie. That's homeboy.
That's the other one.
Yeah. Anyway, she has cancer, and then on Christmas, Adam was in the hospital with her, and he was reading that.
Yeah.
He played that video, dude. I almost teared.
Oh,
dude.
God. Ooh, they killed me.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
man.
You gotta pause it and go in the bathroom and be like, oh, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Cause it's like tears are pouring down your face.
Yeah, man. That was rough to watch right there. Cause it's like, you never know, man. You never know what'll happen. So she was kind of prepared for like a just in case kind of thing, man.
Yeah. Wow. That was scary.
But all right, man, let's get right into the music, man. Again, you guys are listening to episode 98. And again, I'm halfway done with the 30 episodes in 30 days. Did I tell you about that, Chris?
Yeah. You let me know.
So I'm trying to get, you know, because I haven't been doing the podcast in so long, and I was like, you want to keep me motivated, I'll just do one every day until like 30 days. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing episode 15 right now out of the 30 days. And I'm glad to have you on, and we're going to talk, what, Chelsea Wolf?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's get on to it. We're gonna play two songs. So what should we start the episode out with? Which song?
Let's start on the second song that I heard from her. The first song I heard in entirety, but the second song that I heard from her, and it's called Pale on Pale.
Okay.
I was watching TV, watching AMC, you know, and I see a promo for The Killing season 3, and they're playing this song by Chelsea Wolf. It's actually a cover of that old song, You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah, of course.
She did this creepy acoustic cover of that. So I was like, who is this girl? So I looked her up. First song I played was Pale on Pale, and it's so dope. It's like old school Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
If Ozzy wasn't there, but some like young girl was singing with them.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good one, man. This is actually her off her sophomore album, Apocalypse or something like that. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
So yeah, hit it up. Hey, have you seen the cover? The album cover of this. With the eyes out,
face with the eyes wide out, dude.
It's pretty gnarly, man. So yeah, let's let the Narcans soak in this 7-minute song right here called Pell on Pell, right here on episode 98. Narcasting with my homeboy Chris Vanderhorst, and we're talking Chelsea Wolf. So check it out right here, Pell on Pell, right here on the Narcast. Yup.
Boom.
right. Yeah, that song's pretty dope. Again, that was Pill on Pill by Chelsea Wolf, man. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Good track, dope. Man. I love it.
Yeah, so again, man, she's a singer-songwriter. If you don't know who Chelsea Wolf is, hit her up, chelseawolf.net. Plus, again, she's originally from Sacramento, doing her thing right over in Los Angeles.
Like, oh, yeah, that's where I'm from, Sacramento. See?
Yeah, that's right, boom, man. Yeah, yeah, Sacramento, man. Doing her thing right now in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, she's been around for a good amount of time. She released her first album, The Grind and the Glow, back in 2010, which was actually recorded on a Tascam, if you can believe that, the old tape joints. Yeah, and so, all right, so we got one more song. So what do you think about the next song? So how did you fall into this one?
So this one, I'm just, you know, going through her library, and I come across this song called Widow. So I play it, and it's creepy, and it's really low, and just moody. And I've had writer's block for like 2 weeks. So I heard the song, and my writer's block went away instantly. And I got home, and I just wrote down like 10 pages of notes for the feature film that I'm working on, and it was crazy. So now, before I write. I put Widow on, and it just puts me in the mood.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And it's funny because I'm a huge fan of that Pill on Pill, but Widow, I feel like it has to grow on you a little bit because, you know, it's kind of, it's a little dark, like, it just depends on what mood I'm in. Maybe if I'm, you know, up on some of that purple kush or something, you know. But yeah, it puts you on a different level. But yeah, it's a pretty decent joint. Mm-hmm. Probably wouldn't be my favorite, but yeah, I can see where you're coming from on it though. Yeah, it's pretty tight.
You know, and you know me, you know, I like kind of like my dark, moody music, you know, like Portishead and some of those other genres, Bjork and whatever. So it kind of fits in perfectly.
Yeah, that's what's up. So before we let them hear the song, just want to go ahead and let everybody know that that's going to be the last song. But before we get out of here, I want to make sure that we plug my boys, Scotch Tape Productions. Want to make sure we let everybody know what's going down June 8th on a Saturday.
Saturday, come on out. Whiskey Affair at the Oaks Tavern in Sherman Oaks, Los Angeles. It's going to be dope. I'm doing video. It's going to be music. Scotch. We'll be drinking scotch all night, having a good time. Come check us out.
Nice, nice. And also hit up those web series. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely check out scotchtapeproductions.com and check out the web series, or just Google Scotch Tape Productions and check it out. We're doing a new kind of, we do sketch comedy, and one of the new themes that we're doing is the feminization of cowboys, or of men.
Yeah, please.
And we had the last episode. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, please explain this, because this was great. Because, by the way, last week was comedy week. So, yeah, on YouTube. So, yeah, right. I want people to know about this, because this is, like, can I post it on this blog today once I get done?
I want
people to watch it.
Please
so,
do.
Please talk about the idea of these cowboys. It's great. I love it.
Okay, so... Scotch Tape Productions, they wrote this dope episode where there's two cowboys and they're sitting by the fires late at night, and the third cowboy, their other buddy, comes up and he has, you know, a Starbucks coffee with a lid on it and like the hand protector, and they're like, you know, what is that? And he's, you know, he's explaining to him he got the lid on it so he don't spill while he's riding his horse, and the little cardboard so it don't burn his hands. And they're breaking his balls and giving him shit about it. And then he wants him to try it. They're like, we're not trying that. One guy tried it. He's like, this is pretty fucking good. But the other guy, he ain't going to try it. You know what I'm saying? He refuses. He rips the dude a new one. But finally, he throws his rope down. He tries it. And he loved it. And wouldn't give it up. Because they're supposed to be sharing it. They all attack him. But just watch the video. It's dope. It's funny.
It's pretty dope.
We're doing a whole series of these cowboys. I'm not going to reveal the next week's episode. But it's going to be
on
even
lookout.
Funnier than the coffee. It's so dope.
That's right.
So check it out, Scotch Tape Productions.
Sweet. Scotch Tape Productions right here, guys, on episode 98. We're doing it to it with Chris Vanderhorst. We're talking about Chelsea Wolf, as well as some upcoming gigs that's going to be going down right there in Los Angeles. So, yeah, man, this is it, man. You got any shout-outs real quick, dude?
I got a couple of shout-outs. Let me give a shout-out to my man BJ and Boone, part of the BBC.
Yeah.
A shout-out to everyone out there at Scotch Tape Productions. Let me give a shout-out to Mandy and Addison. Shout out to my girl Lauren Sater, who I want to get on the show because she's got mad skills on the vocals.
All right,
she's like a songbird. My girl Christine, Who else? Everybody from back east in North Carolina.
Go see them.
My boy Ty Higgins represent, and my man Janar doing the Nardcast.
You know
number
it.
Number 98.
The
boom.
Freshest podcast on the planet, son. Oh, before we leave, I know we talked about a couple things. I think maybe 2 years ago. I know we went back and forth talking about basketball and stuff like that. But I just want to refresh your memory. Do you remember the last time you came through last year on my birthday? Just answer that though.
I
you
did.
Remember coming through, right? And it was
yeah,
you.
I remember coming through.
And you remember Ryan came through too as well, right?
Yeah, Ryan came through.
And
yeah, he came through.
And you remember my boy Freddie Matt? You know he came through as well.
Yeah.
And
Freddie,
then we went to the park, right? We went to the park in North Park.
Yeah,
and
then we went to the park. Yeah,
yeah. We played some basketball, right?
Play a little bit of basketball.
It was LA versus San Diego from what I from the last thing I remembered,
yeah,
right?
It was.
Okay. And
it was.
Who won?
You know what I'm saying? First let me just preface the answer with this.
All right.
It's y'all young Bucks against us slightly older Bucks.
What do you mean?
And,
what do you mean old Bucks? I was the youngest one there.
I know y'all young Bucks full of energy and whatnot.
Running around
not getting tired.
No, okay, because, I think it's even because I know you're 35,
oh,
okay, but you're 34 at the time, and then Ryan's like 20, he was 28 at the time, I just turned 28, and Freddie was 30, he was 30, so, I mean, it ain't that bad,
All right, okay, but then y'all waited to the middle of the day when my energy was low, you know, in between lunch and dinner, I had no energy. You know what I mean? It was the football, it was the playoffs. I was worried about my team and whatnot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You know?
All right. I'll give you
I'll
that.
I'll be down there. I'm going to come to LA.
I'm
going to come to LA and then get served.
All right. I'm going to come to LA because my goal is to take a couple sick days off. I'm starting to feel a little queasy. You know, my throat's starting to hurt.
Oh, you're going
to
be sick.
So I'm going to come through. I'm going to come through on my sick days.
You
know, I'm going to come through on Friday. I'm going to let you relax.
You come through on a Friday. Right. And then on Saturday morning, we get up and play. And then you can drown your sorrows with some whiskey at the Whiskey Affair.
All right. That's a bet then. All right. I'm in.
Boom.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. As always, you know it's a pleasure having you on the show, and we're gonna do it again, of course. So it ain't like this is the last time I'm gonna have my boy Chris on the Nardcast. So maybe next time we'll do it in person. I'll come through, and maybe when you coming down again, man? That's the question.
Soon, man. Because actually, that pilot that we're writing is set in San Diego, so I need to come down and refresh myself on the San Diego life, so it can be, you know, authentic and whatnot. So very soon.
All right, that's what's up, man. Cool, man. Appreciate you being on the show. We're going to end the show with a song called Widow, found off her freshman album, The Grind and the Glow, released off Pendu Sound Recordings. And again, this is most of her songs were recorded on the 8-track Tascam on this album. So check it out. Very ambient, very dark, but it's pretty good. And then stick around for episode 99 tomorrow. That's going to be day 16 of 30 episodes. I'm going to be hanging out with my homegirl, Melissa Austria, and we're going to do it to it. And then on Monday, which is Memorial Day Monday, which will also be my 100th episode. Don't know what I'm gonna do, but we're gonna make a big deal out of it. All right, so that is it. This is a song called Widow by Chelsea Wolf. Thank you, Chelsea Wolf, for providing us with some lovely music today on episode 98. And again, thanks to my homeboy Chris Vanderhorst for introducing the Nardicans to Chelsea Wolf. All right, man, we are out. See you when I see you. Peace.
Later.